The mathematical conclusion, the law of universal gravitation. The church was right to fear the continuation of Galileo's work in the north. In Anglican England, a brilliant young mathematician and scientist named Isaac Newton, 1643-1727, was convinced that heliocentrism described the true way God had set up the universe. We might call Newton a mystic today, in addition to a scientist, as he spent just as much time on alchemy and determining the exact date and time of God's creation of the universe as he did on gravity. Newton undertook to develop a system of precise mathematical laws that would support heliocentrism and accurately describe the entirety of the data about the planets. Luckily, he was a genius, and his Latin book Principia Mathematica, 1687, presented some very convincing mathematical manipulation and argued for a new math-based law that would more accurately describe the entirety of the known universe. This law is called the law of universal gravitation. With gravity guiding him, Newton was not just able to describe the past observations, he was able to predict future observations such as eclipses, something that had not been possible under any variant of the geocentric theory ever proposed. With Newton's findings, the world was literally flipped upside down. By the mid-18th century, heliocentrism had prevailed, and geocentrism was seen as a superstition of the past. Nonetheless, due to the ever-critical nature of the scientific method, major holes in Newton's theory came to light relatively quickly. While Aristotle's theory lasted more than 2,000 years, the truth of Newton's theory lasted 300 or so. We'll see about this relatively quick light in which it was questioned in Chapter 7. The new world of scientific questioning and uncertainty was in place, and nothing physical, chemical, or biological could ever again be viewed with complete faith and therefore without skepticism. The church was a little behind the curve, though. The Inquisition's errors with Galileo were finally apologized for in 1992.